No, I didn't. I'm waiting for that breaker thing to come. And then I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to get a fuse body so I can tap into an ignition source to run a relay and a couple external fuses and just hook that 50-watt monoband Kenwood up in here. That old antique radio of my buddy Chuck's. He's been gone for quite a while. But it's a 50-watt rig, and then I have to direct enter program it. But listen, I got the programming cable for those little radios like you got, and that'll take the second VFO or memory, and it'll make it so it don't so it doesn't cut like two different repeaters at once on you. You'll be able to take care of it.
Yeah, I'm not sure how that works. You've got a lot more experience. I've got very little. But the whole thing is, it's like, you know, this HT has two VFOs too, but I'm just on the 381 right now, and I'm not having the echoing problems I'm having with that Van Joey, so I don't understand how it works just because both VFOs are on. You know, if it's supposed to be on the one, I don't know why the other one influences it. You'll have to explain to me some other time.